Hello and welcome. This is Punch Specials. I'm Rachel Afolabi. So ladies and gentlemen, it's another beautiful day to be here, another fantastic edition of discussing special persons or vulnerable people. I mean, people who are dependent on others, you know, because they're special or they're persons with disabilities. Our topic today, basically, or rather, before I let you know what the topic is this. So a story went viral on social media where a young lady posted how she had spoken to her brother a few minutes, and shortly after, she was told that he was found dead somewhere on the Lekki Epe Expressway. Now, the allegation sounded like he had been accused of 100,000 naira money stolen by his boss, and probably there was a tussle over that, and maybe he killed himself. That's what the story looked like. Ladies and gentlemen, as we read the stories on the podcast desk of Conscious Papers, the topic of economic dependence and economic independence came. And our topic today is attaining economic dependence as a vulnerable or special person. You'd agree with me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you look at the strata of Nigeria and how vulnerable groups are classified generally, people who are vulnerable are between young people, old people, and special persons, that's persons with disabilities. And one would agree that to live a successful life or a life that is self-sustaining, one must achieve economic or attain economic independence, meaning to a very large extent, you're empowered to survive by yourself when you get to a certain stage. Now, we would agree that vulnerability can be described, according to vocabulary today, as a person in need of special care, support, or protection because of age, disability, or risk of abuse or neglect. And I'll say that young people fall within this category, and so are persons with disability or anyone that is vulnerable. Ladies and gentlemen, the scheme will, or the state of relying on or being controlled by someone or something else, is synonymous to dependency. Persons with disabilities or vulnerable persons are more likely to experience adverse socioeconomic outcomes such as less education, poorer health outcomes, lower levels of employment, and higher poverty rates, because, you know, if you look at the economic analysis of vulnerability or disability, it starts at the micro or individual level with the basic notion that vulnerability, that is the inability to work or earn money or engage in one's accustomed role because of a medically definable impairment, causes losses to the individual and to the economy, in addition to monetary losses in earnings, losses in satisfaction, and other aspects of well-being. And these issues are also considered. So economic studies seek to understand how economy and other incentives motivate improved behavior to ensure that individuals are not dependent on people. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the reality of Nigeria today, where, you know, everybody talks about the economy being very harsh, one would say that disabled people, people within the vulnerable groups, are probably going through a tougher route. So, as we draw this conversation to a close, our statement would be, in a bid to achieve or attain economic independence, you need economic empowerment, which means helping people think beyond immediate survival needs and being able to recognize and exercise choice. That way we can achieve economic empowerment. And how do we empower our vulnerable groups, meaning our young and special person? You know, we do that by helping them set clear financial goals, helping them decide exactly what they want to do, help them develop a financial budget and stick to it, build an emergency fund, for example, you save, but more importantly, invest in education and skills development. Empowerment. Know something, be a vulcanizer, know it and understand it very well. And then diversify your income stream. You can't have just one source of income and expect to survive so well. Then minimize debt and live within your means. Okay, don't borrow from every online loan shark, and then you're just heavily indebted, and you can't have peace. Then seek financial advice and learn from others. Ladies and gentlemen, as we empower young persons, our vulnerable people, and our special people, we must understand that when vulnerable people feel empowered, they become active contributors and collaborators at home, at school, at the club, you know, and beyond. You must also understand the fact that for special persons, as best as possible, we want to empower them, engage them in positive conversations, especially those who are PWDs, offer help with medical support, ensure they receive, to a very large extent, day-to-day needs, you know, it helps their psyche, adjust your posture when you're talking to them, make sure it's at high level, and be mindful of using the right words for them when conversing with them, and don't presume that they see their disability as a strategy, as a tragedy all the time. Don't forget that when we empower vulnerable groups, whether the young people or the special persons or the old, it gives these vulnerable people courage to believe in themselves, to believe that despite their disability or limitation or their age, they can, you know, contribute to society, and they need not be swayed by the opinion of others, but be encouraged to go after their dreams. We must help our disabled and special persons explore their interests and potential, get them curious on the first step of feeling empowered, help them read books, watch movies that are developmental together. I mean, give them opportunities to think of what they can pursue even in their current state, pursue projects around their careers even if they cannot move from their position, and see what interests them. Ask questions. What do you see yourself doing despite the fact that you're special? You know, what kind of hobby would you like to explore that you think can bring you money? You know, and explore different ways that they can build their interest and deepen confidence in their own abilities, and give them the space and trust basically to practice autonomy. Don't forget, independence is very important for every individual, whether special or regular. Don't forget that special persons and vulnerable people are natural contributors to society, but they don't often feel like that because they're not encouraged. We must help them be the best version of themselves, and when they exhibit such level of talent and giftedness, I'd say that we should ensure that we give them employment and help them contribute meaningfully to society. Don't forget that knowledge is power, empowerment is key, training, education, retraining and retraining can never, ever, ever be too much, as they help us build our self-awareness, they equip us with information to be successful, and it helps people see a better, bigger picture of themselves than being completely dependent. It helps special persons take smarter decisions while not necessarily sweating away and feeling sad all the time. You must understand that we must trust in the ability of special persons as leaders and policymakers. Okay, from allowing them work on school projects to managing a whole household chore to leading community service events, encourage them in vulnerable-led projects, and allow them, you know, take proper tasks within the capacity that they have. And I'm sure that we're going to have a better society. We're going to have individuals who are less dependent on everyone to survive, or less dependent on the system. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Point Specials. I'm Rachel Akolabi. Do share your thoughts with us on how best individuals can attain economic empowerment so that we can survive, whether it's a regular person, a special person, or any vulnerable person that you know. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy.